Hello, welcome to the QMU podcast. Today we'll be talking about library resources. Shall we introduce ourselves?
Yeah, let's do it. So I'm Rachel and I've just graduated from my fourth year in media.
I'm Georgia and I've just graduated from my fourth year in theatre and film studies.
Yay.
What will be good and sort of using us as a pair is that we are different degree programs and we also have different interests within our degree programs. So our experiences are different, and hopefully in this podcast we can just offer an account of our experiences and how we went about researching our different interests.
Yeah. I don't know about you, I think the main thing that I used was the actual library, to take books out and things like that. But I also used, I've stumbled upon, Sierra. It's quite good. I actually found it quite late on, whereas so before there's a keyword search kind of function. If you go onto the QMU website and you click on library, there's a bit search for keywords, which can be good. But I sometimes found you had to be really, really specific with what you typed in order to find what you're looking for. Whereas I think Sierra is a library resource as well that kind of generates results a lot better. I don't really know what it is or how to describe it. It's just like more likely to pull up exactly what you're looking for versus the keyword search.
I can vouch for that. So I didn't really use Sierra, but I did use the other search engines that the online library does offer. And a good way to sort of isolate your subject area is to go into subject resources and click on who your subject librarian is, and that will come down if either you're in the business school, you're in the health sciences school, or if you're in the arts and media school of the university. So that will sort of direct the search engines to sort of help you find the material in that subject area. But when I was researching for my dissertation, I already had a sort of title in my head of the wording I wanted to use. So I used that those specific words in the search engines in a via a function called ProQuest, and ProQuest helped me find a journal article, which was really helpful to my research, but it did have to be very specific. And you can search that name of that offer, that name of the book, there via the physical library.
Yeah.
There's a sort of online catalogue on the computer, and it will give you the reference number of the book in the physical library, or you can find that title online. But there's so much help at the university to help you find what you need.
Yeah, so I guess if you're looking for a book or a chapter, like talk about the catalog thing, basically you type it into any of the search engines on the library. I usually use Sierra, or you can use the keyword search, and you search for that book, and then once you click on it, it'll show you ebook, and it'll also give you like it will let you know whether there's a copy available, and also it gives you a little reference number. So each reference number is not each reference number, but each kind of start of a reference number. So the
It's like
beginning.
a almost like a barcode.
Yeah, pretty much. Like the beginning section is like relevant to a certain part of the library.
It is sort of guided. It's almost like a supermarket,
It's
in
hard
the
to
way like there's
explain.
different aisles in the library, and at the top of each aisle, it will tell you what is in that aisle. So it could be yeah, it could be like so I spent a lot of time in the film aisle, but it will tell you maybe it was dealing with like world cinema or like social realism, or then in the next aisle you could have plays, playwrights, or like dramaturgy
Yeah,
or
that
things like
actually is the
that.
next day, isn't it?
You've been there a lot. I'm just going from off of my own memory, yeah, and my own experience.
Yeah, and you do get used to it, like, from now or by, like, halfway through first year, maybe. I think I could walk, like, through the library and know where it is that I need to go for my subject. But, yeah, so that's a good way of thinking about it, is the IELTS, and then also, like, you get your reference number from there. You'll find it, like, you get used to it. So I feel like when I explain it, it sounds more complex than it is. It's hard to explain because you've got like a barcode.
It takes a lot to understand, but also if you are new to university, you know, your lecturers and the staff at the just at the library in general, are there to help you? And if you are a first year student or coming to the university for the first time, they're happy to help you and don't feel like embarrassed to, yeah, if you need help finding a specific book, like that's they're here to help, and you'll gradually become aware of it as you progress with your studies, and you'll also figure out what works for you.
Also, if there's a library book that looks like it's going to be, and this might be later on, like when you get to dissertation-ish time, it looks like it's going to be perfect for your study, but the library doesn't have it, and maybe it's like, you know, too expensive, you don't want to buy it, you can request them. Personally, how I've done it is like emailed a lecturer and asked them about it, and they've requested it. Also, in the actual library, if we talk about the actual library and what's there,
yeah,
you know, there's the computers like right down the middle pretty much, and there's also quiet study rooms, and there's silent study rooms, and there's like a distinction obviously between the two.
There's like the main sort of open study area, and then there's sort of larger quiet study rooms, and then there's also individual cubicles if that's how you prefer to study, and then there's also a assistive technology room as well that has like an e-reader on it and different assistive learning technology. So if you are a student with support needs, you can be contacted, you'll be contacted by who's in charge of that, and they'll say your student card will be given access, which will allow you to enter into that assistive technology suite, which, yeah, I found very helpful.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good to know as well. And there's also the printers, so you have a print balance when you come to university, right? Like there's money on your print balance at the start, and then I think you need to put money on it after, if you use it all.
Yeah, and it's kind of up to you. It's very reasonable. Like I said before in a previous session, I think £5 would maybe cover like a semester if you're, yeah, printing off a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, there's printers there, there's colour, there's black and white. You can use that. What else is in the library? There's the ELS, the Effective Learning Service, that's situated there.
Yes, and you know, and they have different sessions, different drop-in sessions, or different sessions that you maybe have to book onto, and they'll take you from referencing and citations to even they have writing dissertation workshops or writing, yeah, essays. There's also booklets that they offer, which offer step-by-step guidance, and they're very friendly. You can just drop in and say, I'm thinking of wanting support for this. There's also the, is it the Literacy Fellows or the in-house offers, and they they're an external person who's not a university member of staff, but is employed by, who is there on behalf of the university, has a published offer who will also look at your writing and offer feedback.
QMU was the
first library in Scotland actually that was open 24/7 and allowed you to consume like food and drink as
oh,
well.
Yeah, that's important to know. I forgot about that. Yeah, it's open 24 hours. We should probably mention that. Well done, Georgia.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can have food and drink as well. There's a vending machine. You have to use your student card for it. It's a bit like, it looks like it'll accept money, but it definitely doesn't.
We know that from personal experience.
Yeah, I tried to get some M&Ms and it didn't let me. So 24 hours, you can have food and drink in there. There's different rooms depending on how you work best. There's different aisles.
There's computers, but also if you don't have a laptop and you need one for your study, you can request that from the university as well. One other thing to mention is sort of returning library books and taking them out.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't do that you don't need a member of staff to do that. There's a sort of a drop box or like a post box that you and it scans the book to your card saying, okay, this student ID number who represents of the person who has it has taken them out, and it sort of scans them under your student number. And then if you're taking them back to return, if you put the books on the scanner, it will sort of a sort of post box will open and it will allow you to put them there and return them to the library.
Yeah, so you don't need to actually put them back on the shelf. Also, if you try to leave and you've forgotten to take the book out, you will know about it because
a security alarm will go off.
Yeah, that has happened to me. And I wasn't trying to steal the book. I thought I'd taken it out because I put a pile on at once and it didn't register one of them. And I tried to leave. And it was very loud. So don't do that. Don't try and leave with the book unless you take it out. I guess with that warning.
Yeah, yes. A cautionary tale for prospective students.
I mean, nothing bad happens. You just have to kind of take slow step backwards and be like, whoops.
Yeah, you're not going to get in trouble. They'll just be like, oh, you didn't take it out. Okay, you can take it out now.
Yeah, you literally just walk back to the machine. The walk of shame. No one cares, it happens all the time. But yeah.
Oh, there's also maybe printer top-ups that you can do. And there's just some machines that you can top up your print balance. You can do that via your bank card, or you can do it in cash.
Same with your smart card as well. I think in the induction, they'll kind of show you all that kind of thing when you get tours of the uni and stuff. But they're very easy to see. Like as soon as you walk in the building, basically, there's machines there and there's another one beside the canteen. So yeah, you'll find it. If you look along the walls and something's sticking out of it, that might be where you top up your card. Okay.
I think that is it now.
Yeah, I think we can wrap it up there. Hopefully we haven't missed anything out now.
Thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and we will see you again in another podcast.
Coming soon.
Thanks very much, guys. Bye.